I'm Charlie Pellett. This is Taking Stock. Coming up in 25 minutes, President Bush will deliver a national address on the crisis in U.S. financial markets. We will have that for you live right here on Bloomberg Radio, and as well as analysis after the speech. And joining us now to talk about the rescue package, what it means to the economy, and what the president will likely say 25 minutes from now, we're joined by Doug Roberts, who is Chief Investment Strategist at Channel Capital Research. Doug, good evening. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Charlie.
Well, the president's speech tonight, who, in your view, is he trying to reach? I'm looking at least three audiences: Republicans who aren't on board, Wall Street, our audience here on Bloomberg Radio, and Americans who the president will urge to perhaps put pressure on their lawmakers to get the results that the administration wants. Do I have it right? Have I left anyone out?
No, I think it's there, but I think his big focus is going to be on Main Street, because that's really what's driving the whole situation right now. You have to remember, this is kind of unique, because it's not only in an election year, it's in really with a tight time frame, where we're within 60 days of an election taking place, where all of the House of Representatives, a good portion of the Senate, and the President are going to be elected. So right now, this is just as much as a political issue as it is an economic issue. Now, what we found really, with the congressional hearings, is if we go by the poll numbers, as indicated by Rasmussen, we found that actually they've decreased support for the package as opposed to increasing support for it. Right now, the perception is that this is some type of a bailout for Wall Street bigwigs. And right now, this is the president's opportunity to sell this to Main Street America, that this is not only good for Wall Street, but good for Main Street.
I want to get more into the politics in a moment, but listen, you brought up the phrase bailout, and that is critical to this issue. Is this a rescue package or indeed a bailout?
I would say, if you want to do it, I think, you could term it whatever you want, but it's essentially you're bailing out the system. It's just a question of really what the alternative is. So, no matter whether you like to use the term or not, terminology, I term a bailout, a rescue package, as being necessary, because if we didn't do it, essentially the system could disintegrate. And that in itself is some type of a bailout. It's just a question of who benefits from it.
Yeah, Doug, you mentioned that tonight the president wants to reach Main Street. Why is that? After all, it's members of Congress that ultimately will decide yay or nay on this.
Yeah, but they're particularly motivated, and you're seeing that in the testimony in Congress today, that they're actually playing to their constituents. You heard several senators the other day, several congressmen today saying, what am I going to say to my constituents? These are the issues that people in my district are concerned about. A lot of populist rhetoric that's really playing to the fact that within 60 days, they're going to really have to answer to the voters. And this is, as the polls have been saying, the key issue which they're focusing on.
Yeah, well, speaking of answering to the constituents, aren't they really behind a rock and a hard place here? And your choices are really worse or worser.
Exactly. In other words, it's a situation where, people who are talking about the market curing the problem, the cure may actually be worse than the disease. What I'm reminded is actually, and this I'm sure is going through Ben Bernanke's mind, is going back to the Great Depression. We have to remember that after the crash of 29, the Federal Reserve at that point eased monetary policy, opened up credit for the banking system, but then was very concerned about bailing out the so-called speculative banks. So they prematurely tightened credit, and they drove the speculative banks out of business. What they didn't realize at the time is they were cross-collateralized and attached with the healthier banks, and by the time they got through with the whole equation, a good portion of the banking system was wiped out.
All right, Doug Roberts, we're going to continue the conversation. Doug is Chief Investment Strategist for Channel Capital Research. He is also the author of the book Follow the Fed to Investment Success. We will get into interest rate policy and what the Fed's next move may or may not be. That's next, coming up on Taking Stock. This is Bloomberg Taking Stock. I'm Charlie Pellett. Some headlines to pass along to you this evening from the Bloomberg. The Obama and Barack Obama and John McCain have released a joint statement on the financial crisis. They're calling for oversight of the Treasury rescue plan. They also say taxpayers need to recover money, and Obama and McCain say the bill must help people stay in their homes. We'll have more on that in a moment. Also, a couple of additional headlines to pass along to you this evening involving Microsoft. Microsoft cutting prices of the Xbox 360 in four Asian markets. Those markets, Hong Kong, Korea, Singapore, and Taiwan, and Microsoft says those price cuts will take effect October 1st. And we are back with Doug Roberts, Chief Investment Strategist at Channel Capital Research, author of the book Follow the Fed to Investment Success. Interesting title of the book, but that brings up interest rate policy. The next Fed meeting next month, late October. How do you think that's going to play out, or is it too early to make that call?
I think it's too early to make that call. You know, at the last meeting, I thought the Fed may actually lower rates by 25 basis points. But what I feel they did is they felt they had higher priorities afterwards, and they ended up bailing out AIG and doing the capital infusion package for them instead. So right now, I think what the Fed is looking for is they're looking for triage. If we've looked at the economy, it's kind of scraping along. Unemployment is ticking up. But if you look at the recent Beige Book report, it was not nearly as bad as everybody expected. So right now, what they're looking really more toward the market is really the credit markets is their primary problem. And frankly, it seems like they don't feel that a quarter or even 50 basis point decrease in interest rates is going to deal directly with the problem, and they have to go into it and use a device that deals with that problem more directly.
Yeah, Doug, a couple of data points tomorrow. Very often they have been market-moving numbers, durable goods, and especially new homes, both out tomorrow. But given all that's happening with this rescue package, the bailout plan, how closely do you think those numbers are going to be watched tomorrow, and will they have the same significance that they have in the past?
I believe really it's going to all be overshadowed by really this package, the $700 billion package. The other things might be important. They'll be particularly important possibly if there's an outlier number one way or the other, but all eyes are focused really on this package.
Yeah, what about international participation? Listen, we're in a global market here. Regardless of what happens in Washington, how important is it to get other nations on board?
Ultimately, I think you hit to the root of the problem, which requires a massive updating of our regulatory process, because really this is a global phenomenon. One of the things I said before when this package was first introduced is what's going to happen with, let's say, a bank like UBS, which is a Swiss bank with substantial operations. Are we going to extend that package to them, which apparently is going to, at least so far? Then what's going to happen is are we going to end up extending it to really, let's say, people who hold it all over the world? I don't think the U.S. taxpayer is going to really accept something like that. So what you're going to need is this will have to be some type of a global coordinated package. Other central banks will have to follow, and other national governments will also have to participate in this. This is somewhat similar to the banking crisis we had in the late 80s, early 90s. But the real difference here is this is global in nature, and that makes it unlike anything we've really dealt with before.
Yeah, how does the president then convince those skeptical taxpayers? Listen, our Bloomberg Los Angeles Times poll found that by a margin of 55% to 31%, Americans say it's not the government's responsibility to bail out private companies with taxpayer dollars, even if it could wind up damaging the economy. So, again, a tremendous sell job here to the American public.
Well, I think what the president's going to have to do is he has to speak in ordinary language. The problem that you've been having really with the congressional hearings is it's really, you know, as you were talking about before, there are two audiences. And really, Paulson and Bernanke have been speaking to one audience, which is the congressional leaders, maybe the Wall Street audience. But really, their message has not resonated with Main Street America. So he has to put this in really simple terms. And he has to kind of indicate what the consequences could be. And that could be dangerous, very bluntly, of what could happen if there's a market stoppage in the system. And he may need to use an analogy to certain things that happened in the 30s, which might be unpleasant and might be used as fear-mongering, but it needs to be something that an average person can understand. He then has to determine and make a big case that really the people who caused this and the ongoing problem is not going to be allowed to kind of fall by the wayside, which is why I think one of the main reasons that people are against this package is they feel it's just another thing where we're going to bail out somebody who makes a huge amount of money. It's not going to really affect me. It's not going to solve the problem, and it's going to continue a status as usual. Kind of instead of repaving a highway, they just fill in another pothole.
Taking Stock continues. I'm Charlie Pellett. Doug Roberts, our guest, chief investment strategist at Channel Capital Research, president speaking 13 minutes from now. Hey, Doug, obviously you're going to be watching the speech, listening to it perhaps. What will you be watching for tonight?
I will be watching really to address those two key questions. One, I think actually the announcement by Warren Buffett, Warren actually put it in fairly common language as to what would happen without this rescue package or bailout, whatever you would like to call it. The president needs to put it in fairly simple language that people can understand and people can get within a 20 to 30 second soundbite, which is difficult but possible. He then has to indicate that this is just not, a pothole attempt. This is only the first step in a process. He could possibly announce the formation of a bipartisan committee to follow up with this once this package is done. We mentioned executive compensation, and it looks like Hank Paulson is also conceding that point to Congress. He needs to announce a series of steps to kind of get past that concern of the average person out there, both left and right, that this is just going to be a temporary fix and that the problem is not going to be addressed, not going to be solved.
Yeah, let's get into that issue of executive compensation, because that's an issue that has come up during both days of testimony. And basically, it comes down to this. You run a big corporation, you run it poorly, you put thousands of people out of work, and you're leaving with a golden parachute. If you're chief investment strategist at Channel Capital Research, you do a bad job, you're out. You're not going to get any compensation.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's really what people want, is they want, we're not really so much talking about regulation or punishment. We're talking about a return to accountability. A perfect example of this was the old style investment banks, such as Goldman Sachs, the private partnerships. They did make incredible amounts of money, but almost all of their capital was tied up in the organization for as much as 5 to 10 years after they left and retired. So there was no point, essentially it was like the captain went down with the ship. Now under today's option packages with, severance packages that we're talking about here, it's like the captain is with the first one in the lifeboat and then radios instructions from a good distance of the ship while it's going down.
Yeah, well, let's take that analogy and run with it, though. You can have somebody, again, who's making widgets on Main Street. They could have been with the same company 10, 15, 20 years. They mess up. They're out with nothing.
Mm-hmm. And I think what you need to do now is you need some form, some mechanism, not really for the future, because this has really occurred in the past, just to convince people that you're going to go back and not necessarily prosecute. There may not necessarily be things that are criminal, but just recapture some of this compensation and put it back into the pot to really deal with, put management in the same boat as shareholders.
When the book is written on the 2008 presidential election, will the events of this week, perhaps tonight, perhaps tomorrow, perhaps what's happening with this bailout or rescue plan, will that be viewed as a turning point for the outcome of the 2008 presidential election?
I think it could very well be. I think it's going to become the dominating factor. How both candidates react to that, we're in the process of really seeing. But whether, let's say McCain continues, his lead will depend upon how he reacts to this package, and the same thing also with Obama as well.
Yeah, just to clarify, though, you said McCain's lead. Right now you've got Obama leading.
Correct. But what I'm saying is post-convention, you had McCain up by a couple of points. It's now been reversed, and then that's largely begin as a result of him being identified with the interim administration. But at the same time, what you have to realize is the lead is still very tenuous. Right now, depending upon the poll, it's 1 or 2 points in each direction. They're essentially in a dead heat. And I think the person who comes ahead on this discussion, who can say something that America identifies with, can understand, will probably be the determinant of the election. It really does go back to what Bill Clinton once said, it is the economy.
Well, let's bring it back to tonight's speech then at 9 o'clock. How far could that go? How critical is what the president says tonight? How far could that go in determining the 2008 election?
I think it could be a first step, but I think it's going to really depend upon more what happens this Friday in the debates, really, with the candidates. Because the candidate, you have, you know, if the president doesn't get his message across, I think it's just going to postpone the problem itself, make the uncertainty higher, and then it's going to really depend upon how the candidates themselves, whether John McCain can carve out a different path from the Republican administration, and whether Barack Obama can come up with a legitimate solution to these.
Doug, that's interesting, too, because late today you had McCain making that surprise announcement that he was suspending his presidential campaign and also calling on Barack Obama to postpone their first debate until Congress hammers out the plan to stabilize financial markets. We'll get into that. I'm out of time in this segment, but I do want to explore that issue in just a moment here on Taking Stock. Our guest, we are speaking with Doug Roberts, Chief Investment Strategist at Channel Capital Research, and also Doug Roberts. When we continue, I want to talk about interest rate policy. After all, you've written the book, Follow the Fed to Investment Success. More coming up here on Taking Stock. Taking Stock continues. I'm Charlie Pellett. We are back with Doug Roberts, Chief Investment Strategist at Channel Capital Research. He has written the book, Follow the Fed to Investment Success. Got to ask about the Fed's next meeting. What do you see happening, or does that depend on what happens this weekend?
What happens this weekend, and I think a good portion of what the Fed's going to do really with interest rates at the next meeting is going to depend upon the employment numbers.
Yeah, all right. Let's talk to philosophy now. The rules of capitalism, they seem to apply when times are good, but now all of a sudden there's talk that socialism is taking over when times are bad. Is that an accurate assessment?
That could be accurate. It reminds you of the old analogy once somebody heard is basically a downturn is when your neighbor gets fired, depression is when you get fired.
Which brings us again back to the issue of executive compensation and the large sums that a lot of people are making when these big companies suddenly find themselves out of business. Do you think that we will see legislation as a result of what has happened with these companies and the compensation packages?
I do think we will. I think, you know, at this point, it's going to be very, very difficult for politicians to justify extending taxpayer money while somebody walks away with $100 to $200 million as part of a compensation package for bankrupting a company.
Yeah, these are fascinating times to watch all of this unravel. How do you think this period is going to go down in U.S. financial history?
Well, what I'm hoping is that it goes down as a period where we actually started to address what you talked about, the fact that really our financial system has changed substantially from our regulatory environment. It's now global. It's now market-driven as opposed to institution-driven. Before, let's say you were regulating a bank, and what you're now finding is since the elimination of Glass-Steagall, global markets, that another institution could be performing similar activity as, let's say, a bank, but not be regulated, and we really have to regulate by the type of activity that's performed and the risk it presents to the economy rather than the institution itself.
Yeah, only about 30 seconds, but very briefly, Doug Roberts, as we wrap things up this evening, just curious, how do you see this discussion, the debate playing out with the financial package? What form do you see it ultimately taking?
I think there's going to be some form of a package passed. What I think they're going to have to do, and what I was implying really with the president's speech, is people are going to want to see this as part of the first step in an entire package as opposed to, let's say, a one-off solution. So what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to promise that and give some additional events that will be occurring as part of this package. But the alternative of not letting it pass, I think, would argue to very, very bad times when they look back at this period of history.
Doug Roberts, we thank you for joining us here on Bloomberg Taking Stock. We appreciate your time. Doug Roberts, Chief Investment Strategist at Channel Capital Research. And again, just a reminder, we are just minutes away from hearing the president live talking to the nation. That's coming up at 9 o'clock New York time. This is Taking Stock. I'm Charlie Pellett, our producer of this special edition, Linda Chung, the technical producer here in New York, Ed Newlands.